Psalm 91, verse number 1. Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Let's pray again. Lord, again, I just thank you, Lord, for giving us a good time tonight. Thank you for everyone that came, Lord. It's a blessing to have each one here. And God, we just need your presence and your blessing right now. God, help our time to be used by you and blessed by you, Lord, that God, you would further your work in each heart and in each life because of the message right now, Lord. Please, I know I can't help anybody. I wish I could, Lord, but I know that you can through your word, through its truth, Lord, and God, that it can impact our lives in a powerful way. And I pray you would do that for us, Lord. And I pray that each person would hear something from your word that they need and that they can use in their lives right now. And God, I pray you would just make us more like you as a result of it. Help us to hear your voice through the preaching tonight. Give us exactly what we need and make us to be more like you and to love you more in the end result, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so this verse, as I said, is a very powerful verse. I'll get into explaining it here in a moment, but I'll read it one more time. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I was thinking about it. Why is it, guys, that some Christians seems like they grow stronger and stronger? Seems like the longer they're in church, the longer they're serving God, the more they grow. And then other people, it seems like they get stuck, right? Seems like they're never growing. They're never really moving and advancing in their Christian life. We think about why do some people serve continually with joy? You know, I could bring up names, probably people come to your mind already, of people that have served God for years, even decades, and they do it with a smile on their face. They enjoy doing it. And then there's other people that don't want to do anything. Or if they do one thing, they complain about it the whole time. You know,
yeah.
I can't keep doing this. We're like, we know. We've already heard it 50 times from you. Like, calm down. Why is that the case? What is that about? Listen, the attitude that some people have is uplifting. You're around them, man, it's encouraging. It uplifts you. And you think, wow, that guy or that woman has that spirit about them. Then other people, let's just be honest, and hopefully we're not this way, but it's a drag. You know, you're like, ugh. You know, yeah. Did the air just get heavier when they walked in? You know, like, what happened? Okay? Some people can sustain their Christian lives through difficult problems, through heartache, through just immense difficulties that things hit their lives. I could tell stories of people, I mean, family situations, severe health problems, all different kinds of stuff. And we can go in a lot of different directions with that. But you think, like, how do they continue and continue to work through that in their Christian lives? And then you have other Christians that it seems like the smallest thing just blows them way off. And we're not trying to, you know, poke fun at anybody or anything like that. We're just saying, what's the difference here? Why is it like that? Why is it that some people are just rock solid? Like, no matter what hits their lives, they just continue to press on and keep going. And as I said, other people are so fickle. Like, the smallest thing, one person says something against them and they're just gone. Mm. Like, what's the deal here? Mm. What's the deal here? Guys, can I tell you, I don't believe the answer is in them particularly and specifically. I don't think it's just they have a certain skill that other people don't have. I don't think it's that it's just their personality type or their personality trait that they were just born that way naturally and things hit their lives and it just doesn't affect them. They brush it off and keep going. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think it's just they come from a different generation. You know, we hear that all the time. Back in my day, you know, like, all right, calm down, calm down. And then like 45 minutes later, you're like, are we done yet? You know, I get it. I understand that. But I don't think that's it either, especially in the Christian life. Listen, I've seen younger people quit. I've seen older people quit. I've seen those that have grown up in church and that they've come since they were babies to this church. They've quit. I've seen kids that come off the buses. They quit. So what's the common denominator amongst this? It's not just whether you were raised in the right family or your family lineage. And let me finish up by saying these. It's not just your connection to certain people. You know, some of us think in the Christian life, well, if I can get to know that preacher, I mean, that would really set me off in my Christian life. I'll make the right connections. It's not about that.
Yeah.
It's not about going to the right places. It's not even going to the right conferences. Man, if I talk to that pastor, he can hook me up with this one. That's not how it works, guys.
Right.
That's not how it works. And it's not doing what's popular. I know we have some that are going off to college soon. I'll try to continue on. But listen, you know what some people think? Man, if I could just get to that place, then I'll be super Christian. Can I tell you that's not it?
Yeah.
That's not it. It's not a certain place,
right.
Okay? And you just walk in the building. Oh, you know. That's not how it works. if that's what it sounds like, you probably made it to heaven, and then you know, your life is over. So I'm just letting you know. But it's not any of those things, I don't think. You know what I think it is, though? It's something that they do. It's a habit that they have. It's something they have repetition in their life. They're faithful. They're devoted to this over and over and over and over again. And listen, there may be times that they don't feel like continuing on, but because they have this resource to energize them again and to give them what they need to strengthen them, I think it keeps them going. And in verse number one is what it's talking about. It's saying, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Just very simply, what I think it's talking about, guys, is that meeting with God every day. We usually call them devotions. It's when, just simply so everybody understands, it's when usually early in the day you spend time reading your Bible and praying and just meeting with God and let him change you and mold you into the person that he wants you to be. Yeah. There's a lot of things I could say about that, but it's a place of cleansing, a place of confession, a place of strengthening, a place of refreshing, a place that God changes you and recharges you and gets you back on track. Hey, I've had plenty of times where I go into my devotions and my mind is jacked up and God sets me back on the right path. Mm-hmm. I've had times where I come to my devotions discouraged and God encourages me. Mm-hmm. I've come to it with misery in my heart and I come out with joy. Okay? And it's not something mystical about where I sit or the lighting or the room that I'm in or if the sun, it's not about all that. But it's about that meeting with God and opening his word, letting him, like the Bible says, transform your mind, renew your mind. And it's about getting his direction and kind of getting yourself in alignment with him every day. Guys, that is so huge. And I think that's the one of the main things to the Christian life that most people are leaving out. And listen, if you want peace and joy and direction and guidance and purpose and wisdom and growth and development, and I could keep going with this stuff, I think you got to get to this place. And the message I want to preach to you tonight is this: get to the spot. Get to the spot. And that spot is meeting with God every day. Listen, coming to church is important and God commands us to do it, but it can't just end there. Listen, it can't just be the only time you pick up your Bible is Sunday morning. Okay. Yeah. Now, if you're just starting out, I understand. And that's a great start. Okay. But it can't finish there. It needs to just produce something that, yes, coming to church is wonderful and it's a great beginning, but it's something that every day I want to meet with God. If you really want to take off and grow in your Christian life, that's what it's got to be. Get to the spot. Can I challenge you young people every day? Get to the spot. Listen, I know there's days that are busy. Crazy stuff happens. Stuff pops up out of nowhere. I understand all of that. I've been there, done that. But listen, we need to get to that spot every day. Try to shut out the distractions. Try to block everything else out that we can and meet with God and let him change you into who he wants you to be. Mm-hmm. Listen, our church is not just trying to conform you to what we want. It's not just we want you to be a replica of, you know, your leader or whatever. It's not about all that. It's about you meeting with God and let him transform you and mold you into what he wants you to be. All right. Get to the spot. First point is this: the secret place. The secret place. It says in the beginning of the verse, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. I'll stop right there. The secret place. This is a meeting place. This is a molding place where God shapes you and conforms you to be who he wants you to be. This is a place that matures you and grows you and develops you. And it's a place that should be meaningful to us. That, listen, you should have times in your life, young people, where you can think back and think, yep, I remember at that point in my life, God taught me that. And my life changed as a result of it. I remember God teaching me this about my character. Listen, just talking about this, I had a time, I was actually in this room, I was doing my devotions a long time ago. God showed me direction that I had to have for a decision that I was trying to make in my life. Aiden, if I would have made the other decision, my life would not be in a good spot right now. And I'm not trying to be dramatic and make it sound all mysterious, but if I would have taken that road, I don't know what would have happened. It wouldn't have been good, I could tell you that. But God showed me the right thing that I needed to do. And this is not mystical, this is not mysterious. Mm-hmm. But as you get into it and just let God teach you, and then you go to him in prayer and say, God, help me with my life. Guide me, direct me, show me how you want me to live. God will guide you and direct your life. Listen, we say we want God to change our lives a lot. People say that, oh, I want God to change me and work in my life. This is how he does it. Yeah. I've said before, but I'll say it again. If you want God to work in you, then you need to get in his word. Right. Okay, that's how he does it. That's how he does it. You can't bypass the Bible, God's word, and expect God to change you. Okay, so it's the secret place. Let me show you about this verse that is strictly personal. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. He. And this is talking about one person. Mm-hmm. And don't get thrown off. It could be talking about a guy or a girl, but it's singular. It's strictly personal. What am I trying to say here? It's not a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a crowd. You don't come to God. Listen, I know we pray in groups sometimes. We just did. But we don't come to God in this way as a group or as a crowd. He doesn't say, all right, next group, come on in. It's not the way it works. Right. Okay? Next church, come on. That's not the way it works. In this verse, and when you're talking to him every day, can I tell you, I want you to get this. Individual appointments only.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, because you got to, number one, you got to want to get there. You got to have that desire and passion to get there. But this is by choice. This is by choice. Listen, you know why? Let's just be flat out about it. Of those that know what they're supposed to do, you know why people don't read their Bible? They don't want to.
Yeah,
or it's not important enough to them.
Right.
Listen, and I'm not trying to slap anybody around, but that's how it works. If you want to get there, you'll get there. It's got to be by choice. It's not a crowd. It's not a group. This is individual appointments only. God's saying, listen, I'm taking my next customer now. Is it you? Do you care? Do you want to meet with me? Listen, the Bible says you'll seek him and find him when you search for him with all your heart. Is it that important to you? It's got to be by choice. In Luke 10:42, you remember the story of Mary and Martha, and Martha's serving all these things, and Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, right? Listening to his word, right? And then Martha's like, Jesus, tell my sister to help me out. I'm doing all this alone. Come on. You think this is right? You know what Jesus said? One thing is needful. One thing is needful. And he says, Mary has chosen that good part. He said, which shall not be taken away from her. You know what I think he's talking about? He's saying, this is the most important thing, to meet with me, to get my direction, to get my word, to get my guidance in her life. And you know what? It says she hath chosen the good part. She did it on purpose. Hey guys, we all know how important it is, right? We all, how many lessons have we heard or messages where they say you need to read the Bible and pray every day? Like everyone we ever hear, right?
Yeah.
Why do we mention it every time we have church, every time we have a message? Because it's immensely important.
Right.
But you know the problem? People don't choose to go there themselves. It's an individual choice. She had chosen the good part. Hey, every day, do you choose that good part to mm-hmm. meet with God? Listen, I get it. Some days get busy and I understand things happen. But you know, most of the time when people say, I don't have time to read my Bible. Yeah, they got to watch their favorite show. They got mm-hmm. to check social media about 55 times, right? And you got to watch the game or you did this or you hung out with your friends. I'm not against those other things necessarily, but if you can't find time to get to your Bible, but you can do all these other things, you might want to check your priorities. Because mm-hmm. it may not be important to you as it should be. Listen, this is how important God says his word is. He says, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You know what it's saying? As a Christian, you will not make it without the word of God. You won't. You won't. I was telling a guy today, I said, we could pick any Christian that we know of. Somebody that's been preaching 50 years, and they've preached to huge crowds. Many people got saved. God's used them. Missionaries, you name it. Kevin, if they stop reading their Bible today, they'll fall.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not trying to sound spectacular and sound like a prophet. I'm no such thing. But if they stop reading their Bible, what is it saying? There's no life in it anymore.
Yeah,
that's how God keeps us sustained and gives us the power that we need. And we heard it preached at youth conference. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. It's your choice. Your choice. It's strictly personal, individual appointments only. And the stay is prolonged. It says, he that dwelleth. Can I tell you this word dwelleth? It means this, to sit down, to remain, to stay a while. Hey, you want God to really work in your life? You got to go there by yourself on your own. And let me say this. If you've grown up in a home where they encourage you to do that, that's great. That's how I did. But you got to get to the point where you choose it for yourself. Okay? He that dwelleth. This one, the stay is prolonged. Hey guys, can I tell you, it's not good enough just to be, enter ye straight gate, wide is gate, all right, read my verse, bye. That's not going to change your life, you know? And I know sometimes we try to lower the bar so much that, you know, come on, just try, just a few words. Can I tell you, we need to do better than that. I understand what we're trying to do with people, but you know, I've heard some people, I'm exaggerating a little bit, because that's what I do, all right? But they're like, if you just read 2.5 words of the Bible, God will change. No, come on now. That's a little ridiculous, you know? No, it's not about that. Get in it and stay a while. Listen, read a chapter, read two chapters, read three chapters, but ask God to show you something. We don't just do it so we can check it off. Like, I read 45 chapters. What'd you learn? I don't know. That doesn't help you. That doesn't help you.
Yeah.
Get into it and let it soak in and let God teach you something. Okay? It's strictly personal. The stay is prolonged. It's a solitary privacy. He says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. What is that talking about? Nobody knows where it is. Do you know what a secret place is? No, I don't know, man. I have no idea. Is that what it's talking about? It says the secret place. What does it mean by that? You know what it means? It's private.
Yeah.
It's not public. Guys, you don't do this out in front of everybody. It's not loud. The Bible talks about be still and know that he is God. The Bible talks about he's a still small voice. Can I tell you, it's not going to be always what's popular. It's not going to be what's buzzing on social media. It's not going to be what's busy and what's trendy and what gets all the cheers. Listen, Anthony, if you make this a priority in your life, people around you may not see the value of it, but you will. Mm-hmm. Listen, you got to do it for yourself, and it's private. It's a secret place. And then I like this. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Think about that. It's a special person we're meeting with. It's saying he's the Most High, talking about his position is elevated, it's exalted. Can I tell you, no one is above God. No one. He sits on top. And no one is above him, beyond him. No one is greater than him or of higher importance than our God. Listen, it's the most important meeting you have every day.
Yeah.
He's on top of everything and everyone. He's the creator, he's in control, and he's in charge. That means he's sovereign. Listen, that's the God that we're talking about meeting. Hey. Is it important enough for you to meet with him every day? Mm-hmm. And again, if you haven't been doing this to this point, I'm not trying to beat you up, but I am trying to encourage you. Let's start doing it. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you, this is why I believe, just I'll say it flat out. This is why I believe Brother Bob's been serving God for 40, 50 years.
Right.
Like, it's not just his personality. I get that he's a happy person. I think that's a pretty obvious statement, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't just think some of the problems that have hit Brother Bob's life, I don't think it's Kevin, he just continues on like nothing happened. He doesn't notice the problems. Obviously, he noticed these really difficult things that he's faced. But you know what? I believe this is the answer why he's kept through.
Yeah.
I believe you've heard these stories about missionaries that, you know, someone in their family has died or things have turned against them, but they continue to go. I believe this is the answer to it. You got to get to the spot. Hey, has it been a while since you've gotten to the spot?
Mm.
Listen, you know what we want to do? And again, I'm not against these things. But Christine, we want to go to this certain conference because then we know only God resides in that certain conference. I'm exaggerating, obviously. Oh. You know, God's only there. And as soon as we walk in the building, God's going to change our life. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not he just lives in a certain college or a certain church. No, he speaks to us through his word.
Right.
But are we in it? Are we finding the secret place? Listen, the secret place is getting away from everyone else, putting the phone away, turning the TV off, turning all the noise down that you can in your life,
right,
and saying, God, I need you to shape and mold me into the man that you want me to be. God, get the junk out. Forgive me my sins. God, get the right thoughts into my life and into my mind. God, make me the man that you want me to be. That's it. That's it. And letting him do his work. He's doing his spiritual surgery on you day by day by day by day. Listen, your life will not change drastically because of one sermon. It can help. Don't get me wrong. You're like, you're preaching right now. I realize that. All right. Well, one sermon is not going to drastically change your life. I tell you what can drastically change it, though. Day by day by day by day, you get in his word and you let it work on you and knock off the rough edges and change you into being. You want your attitude to change? Get in here.
Yeah.
You want your relationship with your parents that isn't so good right now to get better? Get in here and let God change you. You say, well, they're the problem. Hold on. If you'll check, I'm sure we got some problems too.
Yeah.
And if we're honest, that's what God will show us. And he'll show us where we need to change and that we need to love people more. The secret place. Have you been there? Have you been there recently? Get to the spot. I beg you, if you haven't done it to this point, start doing it. Get in the habit of getting in the Bible every day and asking God to teach you and change you to be what he wants you to be. And point number two, the shadow of his presence. Notice the end of the verse. It says, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, I hope I taught you on the first point of this that this is something you do by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to force you. I can't do it for Kevin. Kevin can't do it for me. I can't do it for Thomas. Mm-hmm. All right? It's something these guys have to do for themselves and I have to do for myself. Okay? And just because your parents may encourage you to do it doesn't mean you're getting all out of it that you could. But it's a secret place. But if you will do this, if you will do this individually, if you will do this and stay there a while, let it sink in, if you'll do this and get away from all the distractions, and if you'll realize you're meeting with God, you're not just doing what your teacher taught you to do, but you're meeting with the Most High God, Then number two, you will be in the shadow of his presence. What is that talking about? It's saying if you dwell in the secret place with God, if you meet with him every day, what does it say will happen? You'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let me just kind of quickly explain this and then I'll go through my subpoints here. You know what I think it means, guys? You spend that time. I go there on purpose. I say, God, change me, mold me, shape me into the person that you want me to be, change my character. And I do that on purpose and I do that passionately. You know what I think it means? We know we can't read our Bibles 24 hours a day, all right? It would be pretty hard to have jobs, have lives if we were doing that. So that's that time early on in the day. You know what I think it means when it's saying you'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty? We know we can't stay in our devotional time all day, but you know what I think? After we finish with that, if we've really met with the Lord, I think his presence and his protection will shadow over us all day long.
Amen.
Can I tell you that is huge?
Amen.
That's
yeah.
everything in life. Listen, this is why I'm saying it'll give you peace and joy that no one else can. It'll do something in you that no one else can. Young people, it'll do something in you that video games can't do.
Right.
It'll do something in you that social media can't do. Yeah. It'll do something in your life that the next movie that comes out can have nothing to do with in your life. But God can do it through you.
Mm-hmm.
But are you serious about it? Hey, I'm not against the movie and some of those things. But do you meet with God? Is he the priority of your life?
Mm-hmm.
The secret place, you'll be in the shadow of his presence. Can I tell you, we need that more than anything else. You need that more than more money. You need that more than you need new shoes. All you're like, oh yeah, I need some new shoes. All right? No, you need God's presence in your life.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, the shadow of his presence. The results will be promised. Notice it says, you shall abide. That's a promise.
Yeah.
And it's saying, when it's this word abide is similar to earlier when it talks about dwelleth, but it's saying you will stay permanently, you'll continue, you'll endure. So it's saying, listen, if Anthony, I'll go to God on purpose and I'll spend some time there and let what he wants me to be soak into me and change me, then all throughout the day, that'll endure, that'll continue, that'll stay permanently. That's what we need, guys. When we go to work, we need to have that change shown in our life. The results will be promised. Number two under this, the remaining protection. I've already explained this, but it's saying you're going to be under the shadow. All throughout the day, his shadow will hover over you and he'll protect you.
Amen.
Listen, that's referring to his protection, his care, that he'll be with you always. And the Bible says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Can I tell you? That's something that we all need. Don't you want, when you leave your house every day, that you're under the protection of God? That doesn't mean nothing bad will happen, but that means he's in control of everything and that he has a purpose for good for all of these things that come into your life. The results will be promised, the remaining protection. You'll be under the shadow and then his reigning power. Just before I finish up, remember who we're talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember who we're talking about. What does it say? The shadow of who?
The Almighty.
The Almighty. What does that mean? He has all power. Listen, there's no one that supersedes God. There's no one that has greater power than God. Listen, he has all power. He's the Almighty. The Bible talks about he can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. The Bible talks about in Jeremiah, it says, God says, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You know what the answer to that is? No. He can do whatever he wants. Listen, he went to Abraham and Sarah. They were both old, in case you didn't know. All right? And he said, you're going to have a child. And Abraham's wife, Sarah, was like, ha! Huh. She laughed at it. She laughed, literally.
Yeah.
God told Abraham, she was back in the tent. She laughed at it. And then God said, your wife just laughed at it. She came out and said, no, I didn't. Liar! You know, I would have said that. But I'm not God, all right? But listen, she thought, this is ridiculous. You know what? You know what God asked her? Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
I would stop you in your tracks right there.
Yeah.
Listen, there's nothing too hard for God. You know what? God can help you in whatever you're struggling with right now. Maybe there's a sin in your life. You think, man, I'm struggling with this. I can't overcome this. Can I tell you, give God's power. He can overcome it.
Amen.
Listen, he can help you through it.
Yep.
You don't have to quit. You don't have to give up. You say, man, the odds are stacked against me. My friends are against me. My family doesn't want to live right. I'm going through it. Listen. You get God, like the verse we talked about earlier, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. There's nothing impossible with God, the shadow of his presence. I don't know about you. I need the shadow of his presence in my life. He's the shadow of the Almighty. Listen, who else do you want on your side except him?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how it happens? Listen, don't get me wrong. If you're saved, he'll never leave you or forsake you. If you're saved, if you've asked Jesus to save you, you will go to heaven one day, no doubt. Okay, yeah. It's guaranteed. But are you going to be one of those Christians that sustains it? Are you going to be one of those Christians that has that joy in your life? You serve God with a smile on your face. You get stronger and stronger. As I said, it's not the college you go to, although it's an important decision. It's not necessarily the friends you have, although those are important as we know. It's not this, it's not that. It's you meeting with God every day. You know, I think that's why Brother Tripp is such a great Christian. I think this is the secret right here. Amen. I think this is the key. I think this is why our pastor is the pastor. Because he's met with God day after day for years and decades. I think this is the key, guys. There's no magic formula. Did he go to the certain Bible college, Kevin? Is that what it is? I mean, did he, we have youth conference, we shake Brother Kenny's hand. That's it. That's not it. He signed my Bible. I'm going to be a great Christian now. No, that's not it.
Right.
That's not it. You know? And we get our mind off on all these crazy things. You know what it is? Meeting with God every day. Christina, it may not get all the cheers and all the amens. It may not create a buzz, but I'm telling you, it will change your life.
Right.
And sometimes it's gradual, and sometimes it's day by day, but it'll do more in your life than any other thing. Listen, maybe some of you don't have this habit. I encourage you to start one. If you do have this habit, is it lively? Do you get things from it? Is it productive? Maybe you need to increase it. Maybe you need to start reading more. Maybe you need to start praying more. Maybe you need to really ask God to give you something each day so it's not just time that passes, but it's work that's being done in your heart. Because listen, I haven't arrived and neither have you.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's ask God, God, help me to get to that spot every day. God, I don't want to play games. I don't want to just mess around. I don't want to just come to teen activities and conferences and go here and go there. Listen, all of those things you can go to them. But you know what? If you don't have a devotional life, they're not going to do you that much good.
Yeah.
Being real with you.
That's good.
Let's meet with God every day. But it's up to you. It's your choice. Nobody can force you.
Yeah.
We can stick a Bible in your face and say, read it. Still not going to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to want it for yourself. You've got to make that choice for yourself. And my encouragement to you is this. Get to the spot.
Yeah.
Let's bow our heads.